Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
This is StoryQuest, brand new stories you'll want to hear again and again.
It was just after dawn on a bright, clear summer morning on the famous paddle steamer Red Gauntlet. First Officer Sheila McSween was about to carry out a roll call and check that all the crew were ready for their morning duties. But as she started to tick everyone off, she couldn't believe her eyes. Alongside the regular crew, Puffy Watt, Reuter, Boing Boing, Molly from the tea room, the giant fish eater, and Billy, the cabin boy, was a giraffe. Well, to be completely accurate, it was someone dressed as a giraffe. "Bleep, what do you think you're playing at?" asked Sheila.
"Following orders. Yesterday, Captain Bobo said we had to be here bright and early, ready for the fun run."
"Bun run," corrected Sheila, despairingly. "We're doing the bun run, not the fun run. It's our turn to pick up the cream buns and fresh cakes from the bakery and deliver them to all the other ships to sell in their tea rooms."
"Oh,"
said Bleep, embarrassed at his mistake. He pulled off his costume. He'd been quite proud of his handiwork. Sheila stood at the top of the gangway, supervising the loading of the precious cargo.
"Just one thing,"
said Bleep, as he struggled to balance the large wooden baker's tray on his head.
"These new trays, they're too big to get through the doors."
Captain Bobo appeared.
"We'll just have to do what we did in the old days," he said. "We'll put them out across the open benches on the upper deck."
Bleep nodded and tottered off to the back of the ship with the first of the cakes. Loading complete, Sheila and Captain Bobo inspected their cargo. 20 trays of the most scrum-delicious cakes, cookies and muffins, all now neatly arranged across the wooden benches on the rear deck.
"The only problem is these hungry gulls," said Captain Bobo, looking up at the birds soaring around in the sky. "Someone will need to keep an eye on them."
Sheila nodded and pointed to a seagull on top of the flagstaff at the stern of the boat.
"Yes, I think Splatty's got his eye on a cake or two."
Just then, Salty, Captain Bobo's faithful wee Scotty dog, came trotting over, tail wagging away as always. The captain crouched down to pat his head.
"Right, Salty," he said firmly. "You're on guard duty now. Don't let anyone near these cakes, remember? Gulls can be sneaky."
Snout jutting upwards, ears cocked back, Salty started slowly marching back and forth. He wanted to make it clear to everyone that he was in charge. It was only minutes before Splatty tried his luck, hopping down from his perch on the flagstaff and sidling up to the benches. He was quickly seen off by Salty as he bared his teeth and gave out a menacing growl. Grrr! Suddenly, Mr. Singh, the harbour master, came running up to the ship.
"Captain," he called out, "can you help? I know the bun run doesn't usually carry passengers, but I have a family that urgently needs to get to Altness to catch the early train. Well, replied Captain Bobo, we've 10 boats to deliver buns to before 7 o'clock, but I suppose we could go to Altness first. With the boat well underway, Sheila was out on her rounds, making sure that everything was safe. The family, Mum, Dad, Jimmy and his little sister Isla, were all up on deck, and the children were looking over the rail and hearing the shug, 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 shug sound of powerful paddles as they churned through the water and pushed the boat along. Jimmy was clutching his well-loved teddy bear by its left ear. All of a sudden, he saw something moving in the water and turned to his little sister and shouted, Look, Isla! A giant fish! It's called a dolphin, Sheila commented as she passed by. There must have been at least 10 dolphins leaping and diving through the waves. At one point, the dolphins came right up alongside the ship and darted in and out of the bow wave. Sheila looked towards the shore to check their progress. Altness Pier was now fast approaching. We've made good time, she said to the family, looking at her watch. I'm sure you'll catch your train. The boat docked, and the gangplank was pushed into position. As the family got ready to leave, Jimmy waved one last time to the dolphins. Suddenly, he let out a shriek. In his excitement, he lost his grip and his teddy had gone over the rail.
Teddy's fallen!
Bleep rushed to investigate. Teddy was now dangling from a little ledge near the water. Bleep had an idea and rushed off to the rear deck. He dashed back with the stickiest sticky bun you ever did see and a big ball of string. Perfect for catching teddies, I would think, he said, as he began lowering the stickiest sticky bun towards the bear. Splash! It seemed even the stickiest sticky bun ever wasn't quite sticky enough. It had nudged the poor little bear right off its perch and knocked him into the water. At this, Jimmy let out a howl.
Teddy! I want my teddy!
The battered bear bobbed in the waves for a few minutes, then slowly began to sink. Suddenly, Salty raced to the rescue. He slipped under the rails, leapt headfirst into the sea, and disappeared. Everyone held their breath and waited and waited and waited. Suddenly, Billy called out from the bridge,
Look, over there, near the shore.
It was Salty's head poking out of the waves. Between his teeth, he held a very soggy teddy as he happily doggy paddled his way ashore. Minutes later, on the beach, Jimmy threw his arms around Salty in grateful thanks. His precious bear was saved. With the family finally on their way to the station, Captain Bobo turned to his dog. Well done, Salty, he said proudly, patting Salty on the head. And then, suddenly, oh no, the buns! He exclaimed. Who's guarding the buns? Bobo, Sheila, Bleep and the rest of the crew rushed back up the gangway, desperate to save their scrumptious cargo from any greedy gulls. On the back deck, everything seemed quiet, suspiciously quiet. Splatty was happily perched on his usual spot on top of the flagstaff. All the cakes looked untouched, still in orderly rows on the bakery trays. Well, untouched, that is, except for the one missing sticky bun Bleep had borrowed to rescue Teddy. And if you looked very carefully, you might glimpse some cream on Splatty's beak, and maybe even a few telltale crumbs scattered about the deck near the trays where the cream donuts had been.
Back on the bridge, Captain Bobo turned to Bleep. Right then, we'd better get back on the Bun Run. The ships are waiting.
Aye, aye, Captain.
He reached for the ship's telegraph and pushed the levers to full ahead. Just then, Billy appeared with a plate of buns, saying,
"The family butchers these to thank us all for helping them catch their train, and they're also sending Salty an extra tasty doggy treat for rescuing Teddy."
Maybe the Bun Run had turned out to be a fun run after all. This is a Bell Media production, narrated by John Sessions, supported by the Audio Content Fund.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for coming on a story quest with us. If you like that story, make sure you're subscribed to the podcast so you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Dan here. If you haven't heard, the Fun Kids Science Weekly is back and bigger than ever. We hear all about the biggest stories in the world of science.
And so they realize, oh my gosh, I think what we're seeing is a newborn great white.
Find out which science is the best.
Wow, I thought that just sounded like such a cool career that I could get out there, visit different places in those different environments.
Put your questions to the experts.
How does a mobile phone contact another mobile phone without a wire?
Remember to send in your questions on the free Fun Kids app or at funkidslive.com. That's the bigger and better Fun Kids Science Weekly every Saturday from wherever you get your podcasts.